For this Tuesday, January 16th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Several local school districts have announced a two-hour delay for today. Those districts include MSD of North Posey, MSD of Mount Vernon, Evansville Catholic Schools, EVSC, and Gibson County Schools. The town of Poseyville announced last Friday that the Poseyville Community Center would open in the event of prolonged power outages for those needing a warm place to stay over this cold period. Now, with these cold temperatures, the Evansville Rescue Mission says they're taking in more people than usual. Officials with the shelter say they have had to make adjustments in preparing food for the people that are coming in. They say right now it's just too dangerous for people to be out in the cold. Executive Director Kyle Gorman says they haven't seen these numbers in years. The Evansville Rescue Mission is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. for those that are in need. The cold temperatures in the tri-state can impact your home's plumbing. Experts say make sure your pipes are well insulated. You can put heating tape on them to keep them warm, or you can put insulated covers on your outdoor faucets to prevent freezing. There is another way to avoid frozen pipes, that is to keep your faucets on a small drip to create a circulation of water and open your cabinets to let in heat from your home. The United Way of Posey County announced that they are at approximately 80% of their goal of $585,000 for the year. Money raised by the United Way of Posey County is distributed to other organizations here in Posey County and an important part of the community. If you would like to help the United Way achieve their goal, you can donate on their website, unitedwayposeycounty.org, and click on the Donate tab or call the office at 812-838-3637 if you would like to attend their next annual meeting. It will be held next Thursday at 5 o'clock in the evening at the Black Township Fire and Rescue Training Room at 5775 Industrial Road in Mount Vernon. Coming up this Saturday, the Posey County EMS will be hosting a car seat safety check and lead testing event at the New Harmony Fire Department at 400 Fairgrounds Road. This event will take place in a pull-through bay at the fire department. They will be checking car seats for safety issues and proper installation at no cost. Also, lead testing will be offered for kids to check for potential lead exposure. The lead testing is recommended by medical professionals at their 1 and 2 year checkups, but also is performed for kids up to 6 years of age in the case of missing tests at a younger age. If you have questions, contact 812-781-0330 for more information. Switching to sports news from Monday evening, Mount Vernon boys basketball won their first game of the Carmi White County Tournament by defeating Harrisburg 68-54. Four players finished in double figures for Mount Vernon, led by Nico Burnett's 19 points, Brady Schickel had 13 points, Jackson Clowers added 12, and Meyer Robb had 10 points. It's now back-to-back wins for the Wildcats as they improved to 6-6 on the season. They will play again on Thursday over in the Carmi White County Tournament against Fairfield at 5:30. Coming up this evening in local high school action, North Posey girls basketball travels to Princeton for a 7 o'clock tip-off. The Vikings have just 4 games left in the regular season. They are 8-11 on the year. The Mount Vernon girls basketball team heads to Memorial for a 7 o'clock tip-off this evening. The Wildcats have only 3 games left in their regular season as they sit at 2-17 on the season. In men's college basketball tonight at 6 o'clock up in Bloomington, the Indiana Hoosiers welcome number 2 Purdue into Assembly Hall. Both teams are 4-2 in the Big Ten. Purdue is 15-2 overall. IU is 12-5. Just a reminder, you can hear that game tonight right here on 106.7 WMVI. That wraps up your news and sports for this Tuesday, January 16th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. If you have any news tips, you can send them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.